You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS.
And Front Line.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, California minimum wage going up to 15, at least in Los Angeles, I should say. And embedded in the TPP deal, the Fast Track Authority, $700 million worth of cuts to Medicare. Also on the program, Bernie and Hillary on drugs. Or at least they both reference drugs. And Senator Ron Johnson, obviously shaken by the notion of former Senator Russ Feingold getting into the 2016 senatorial race from Wisconsin, has a near breakdown and suggests that he trusts the Ayatollah more than President Obama. I don't know if that's going to go over so well outside of the 15 people in that room, but we have the audio. Also on the program today, we interview Lewis Lang briefly. He was that Republican who had decided not to get health insurance and then found himself in desperate need of it. Interesting. He, we pre-recorded the interview. Never thought of himself as political. Seems to now, however. We will get to that in just a moment or two. Folks, there's only one progressive phone company in the country, and that is Credo Mobile, and they are sponsoring the Majority Report this entire month, which means that they have a great deal for Majority Report listeners. You get $100 off of any phone, plus 25% off your data plan fees for 1 year. You can find it at credomobile.com/majority report. You can also call in at 800-966-1665. Use the coupon code 501-882. Like I say, you get $100 off any phone, plus 25% off your data fees. And Credo will also give you a credit to cover up to $350 per line if you have an early termination fee from your current provider. You can also get a $300 trade-in credit for your current phone. They have contributed as Credo Mobile funds Credo Action, which obviously you know that organization. They are involved in fighting for causes that you care about, fighting against the TPP, fighting against Keystone XL, fighting for choice. They're fighting for debt-free college. They're a great organization, and hopefully we'll be talking to Becky Bond a couple of times over the next month. But they have also They also donate and raise money for organizations that you also appreciate, the ACLU, the Sierra Club, Union of Concerned Scientists. They've given over $2 million in donations over the years to Planned Parenthood. So check out the deal today. It's only going to last for this month. CredoMobile.com/Majority Report. CredoMobile.com/Majority Report. All right, so let's talk about what's happening in Los Angeles, because this is a big deal. The city council in L.A., this is the nation's largest, or I should say second largest city. We're living in the largest city. Or at least, I mean, the three of us are in this room. Voted last night in hiking the minimum wage to $15 an hour by July of 2020. Apparently, it was approved 14 to 1. The attorney's office, the city's attorney's office, drafts an ordinance on the increase, and then the council gives it a final vote. But currently, the minimum wage is $9 an hour. Slated to go to $10 in January. So it's basically $1 a year, more or less. It's going to be $10.50 an hour by July of 2016, $12 by July of 2017, $13.25 by 2018, $14.25 by 2019, $15 by 2020. And this is just, I mean, it has been amazing to watch what has happened over the past, I think, about two and a half years, where you've seen this organization Fight for 15 striking fast food restaurants across the country. Maybe it's been 3 years. Striking fast food restaurants across the country, striking against Walmart. Then we saw Seattle. Year and a half ago now, 2 years, pushed by Shama Sawant, the socialist city council woman who was a candidate at that time, pushing the $15 an hour minimum wage. It was adopted by the guy who ended up running for mayor. And this is a function of direct action. In the Senate, the proposal, I think, is still, or just most recently, was raised to $12 an hour. The proposal. There is no federal legislation on the table right now, or to the extent that there is, it's not going anywhere because of the Republicans. So city by city, state by state, this Fight for 15 is having a real impact. And it is, I think, indicative of, you know, what actually can be done on the ground. Meanwhile, speaking of which, and I should just say that there's been reports out, you know, sort of in the wake of this, talking about the implications of raising the minimum wage. And there's definitely some measure of job loss that's associated with it, but it is minimal relative to the economic benefit that is given to more people. Apparently, there was a study from Puerto Rico that was done because Puerto Rico began to raise its minimum wages in 1977. And they raised their minimum wages to a place that was higher than even its average wage relative to the U.S. proper. There was definitely some job loss at the low end of the spectrum. But remember now, this is significantly higher relative to the average wage on the mainland of the United States. So they were far more aggressive in raising the minimum wage. it was anticipated that there would be massive job losses or significant job losses. Apparently, according to Alida Castillo Friedman of the National Bureau of Economic Research and Richard Friedman of Harvard University, the island lost nowhere near as many jobs as expected. What we found was that there were a couple industries that really got bopped, places that were already going downhill. If you're so unproductive that you can't pay a little bit more, then maybe you don't belong in a modern economy. The idea being that these were jobs that were going to go away anyways. I guess you could say sort of Walter Block's famous elevator operators. That was probably a dying industry no matter what. That there is no amount that ultimately we're going to pay an elevator operator. And at the end of the day, if you're paying an elevator operator $1 an hour to live in New York City and operate the elevators, guess what? That person is, even though I think from Walter Block's perspective, it's better than nothing. I don't think so, actually. Relative to what $1 an hour is going to buy you in New York City, probably would just be more productive to go next door across the hall and say, I'll watch your kids for you. For free. Earlier research summarized in a paper by Alan Krueger found that many firms responded by increasing their productivity and simply making less in what were already outsized profits, which allowed them to retain workers. In the final analysis, that's what we're going to see, particularly with these fast food restaurants and across the board. So good for Los Angeles, and hopefully this will spread across the country. Want to talk about this, the fight for TPP still ongoing. There were two pieces that, or I should say one piece that I read yesterday that is highly relevant, and another one, and apparently this story has been out there, but buried in the TPA, the TPA being the Trade Promotion Authority, which is basically Fast Track. Well, it is Fast Track. There is an additional program called a Trade Assistance Program, or the Trade as part of the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. Sometimes I wonder if they don't just put all these TPPs and TPAs and TAAPs in there just to sort of obscure what's really going on here. But the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program provides assistance to workers who lose their job because of trade deals. The measure was introduced by Representative David Reichert, a Republican from Washington. Or I should say the measure and how it would be financed was slipped into the TPA by this Republican. It cuts $700 million out of doctor and hospital reimbursements for Medicare. Apparently, it's so deeply embedded in the bill that nobody was really quite aware of it. There was a story back in April in the National Journal, but it didn't seem to be part of the debate when the Senate pushed through the TPA. Well, it's going to be a part of the debate for Democrats in the House, and that's going to put more pressure on the Republicans to get more Republican votes. And I think we mentioned yesterday in the fun half that Walter Jones, he who went from Freedom Fries to coming out, being one of the first Republicans to come out against the Iraq War, you know, 2 years into it. But he is also apparently leading the charge on the right against the TPP. Because, of course, you know, Obama is it's a czar. Nevertheless, that's quite helpful. So the Medicare cut is slated to go into effect in 2024. Some people are basically writing it off as a budget gimmick. In other words, somewhere between now and 2024, they would probably restore funding. But who knows? You know, once it happens for once it's used as an offset for one thing, once it's basically the message is out there that this is not a third rail, that you can use it to offset this program or another program, you're going to see a lot more of it. So my prediction is you're going to see a lot more coming from the Democrats, and I hope they get aggressive with it. I hope the Progressive Caucus gets really aggressive with this, because if you're a Democrat out there and you're cutting Medicare by $700 million, or if you're a Republican and you're cutting Medicare by $700 million, you're going to be – this is going to come up in 2016, and this is fundamentally different from the narrative of $700 million worth of cuts in Medicare for the Affordable Care Act. In the Affordable Care Act, $700 million wasn't taken out of Medicare. $700 million was cut from Medicare Advantage, and then it was used to basically fill the donut hole being that number between, I think it's like $1,000 and $2,000, roughly speaking, of prescription coverage in Medicare Part D that is uncovered by Medicare Part D. It was also plowed back into things like preventative care, colonoscopies after the age of 50, mammographies, etc. This trade adjustment assistance extends unemployment benefits for workers laid off because of competition from international trade. It subsidizes their health care insurance. It funds retraining programs and subsidizes job searches. However, in a 2008 study, professors at American University found that workers receiving trade assistance did scarcely better than laid off workers at finding new employment. And they earned an average of 30% less at their new jobs, compared with the roughly 10% pay cut faced by unassisted workers. In other words, when your job goes away because of trade, you really get screwed. You really get screwed. So the idea that they're going to cut Medicare to fund this program, just a joke. And I want to read this one more piece, talk about this one other piece before we say goodbye to our freebies. It's going to be a teaser Wednesday. So this guy, Michael Wessel, apparently in the negotiations of the TPP, there are some group of people called cleared advisors. And there's a hierarchy here. Some of the advisors come from industry. Some are liaisons to industry. Some are just general advisors on trade. Cleared means that they have certain security clearances. So this guy, Michael Wessel, is a cleared advisor. He worked for Richard Gephardt for about 20 years, handling his trade deals, including NAFTA, the WTO Uruguay round. He was also a publicly acknowledged advisor to the Obama campaign in 2008. He consults with the domestic producers and the United Steelworkers Union. So the guy has some credentials. And he has now written a piece in Politico basically saying that he's read the trade deal and Elizabeth Warren is right to be concerned. And it's basically two part. One is he's concerned about what he's read, but the beauty of President Obama's criticism of the critics when he says, "You tell me what's wrong with this trade agreement," not one that was passed 25 years ago, as Obama said, or calls for give me specific problems that are problematic with this trade agreement, is, as this cleared advisor says, we're not allowed to talk about the details. So in private, this guy, Michael Wessel, is saying to President Obama, there's some massive problems with X, Y, and Z. And in public, all he can say is, I've told President Obama that there's problems, and literally has to say X, Y, and Z. He cannot air any public criticism because it's against the law. I can tell you, he writes, that Elizabeth Warren is right about her criticism of the trade deal. We should be very concerned about what's hidden in this trade deal, particularly how the Obama administration's keeping information secret from even those who are supposed to provide advice. So on top of the problems he sees in this deal that he cannot publicly refer to, and then watches the administration knock critics for not being specific when the administration knows full well that they legally cannot get specific, he also says that important details are even being hidden from him as a cleared advisor. Things like country of origin, we've talked about this. It's being reported, and no one's quite sure, that country of origin means that you may need only 35% of what goes into a product for it to have originated there, technically speaking. So in other words, you're making shoes, 65% of that shoe can come from China. But if you assemble that shoe in Vietnam, it could be considered Vietnamese. And so he raises, he says, those details have enormous repercussions. Rules of origin specify how much of a product must originate within the TPP countries for the resulting product to be eligible for duty-free treatment. I mean, look, we know what the game is with this TPP. It really has nothing to do, ultimately, with trade, which is probably why they don't care that much about it, the country of origin or origination. It doesn't address state-owned enterprises. Cleared advisors, he writes, were created by statute to advise our nation's trade negotiations. But the USTR, that is the United States trade representatives, are just simply not allowing cleared advisors access to the information that they need to provide advice. And then they don't have the ability to criticize it in public. So this is what's going on. Don't forget, call your congresspeople. If you have a Democrat, tell them, how could you possibly vote for Fast Track Authority where it cuts $700 million from Medicare? You can point them to a piece in the LA Times and one in the National Journal. And if it's a Republican, how could you possibly allow President Obama to have this type of authority? All right, we're going to head to the fun half. It was a teaser, sort of extended teaser Tuesday. Don't forget, Credo Mobile, fighting hard. You can check out credoaction.org to see what they're doing about the TPP. Get involved with their campaign. In the meantime, check out, if you're interested in getting a new phone company, America's only progressive phone company, go to credomobile.com/majority report. Check out the deal that they're offering Majority Report listeners. You can call 800-966-1665 and use the coupon code 501-882. That really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? 501-882. Don't forget, it's your support that keeps this program functioning. If you get phone service from Credo, helps us, obviously. We rarely have sponsors. There's not many entities that want to get involved with politics. And to the extent that there are fewer ones that I will actually promote. Credo is one of those rare companies where it's, well, I mean, I've had them on the program for years. regardless of whether or not they're sponsors. So this was a win-win. You can also support the program by becoming a member today at majority.fm. JustCoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. Remember, they have free shipping now. If you buy crap from Amazon, buy it through our link at majoritycickback.com. Give us a review on iTunes. Pick up the app at Majority App. It's free. You can IM me like we'll be doing in the fun half. 646-257-3920. We'll be right back after this.
She says you're